Today's Shir's Masech Dizvachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on the top of the Amud by the Gemara. The Mishnah spoke about a case where somebody shechted or burnt the Parah Aduma Chutz Igita outside of its place. The Mishnah teaches us that under those circumstances there's no Chiyah for Shchutei Chutz. Ask the Gemara, my Chutz Migita. What is the definition of chutz megita, that there's a place to shecht the parah aduma, that the Mishnah is teaching us that if one were to shecht the parah aduma in that spot, the Mishnah is teaching us that you will not be chayiv. What does that mean? Amrei Shlokish, chutz mimakom abadukla. The halach is that the parah aduma was slaughtered on Har Mishkan, Har Zeisim, facing the entrance to the base Hamikdash, and as we're going to be learning extensively in our shiur today, they had to make sure that the place where they shechted the Parah Aduma was not Tameh. And our Gemara is teaching us that Chutz Megita, that it was slaughtered in a place that was not totally inspected, that there is no Tumah, there's no Kever Tahayim under it. The Mishnah is teaching us that if you shechted it in such a place, it's not going to be considered shchitas chutz l'makaymai. Amar Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan said, Tresh Lokish, how and why would we consider that a place that should be disqualified because we don't know if there's tumah or tahara there? Says the Gemara of Kolei Kolaritz, says Rav Yochanan Tresh Lokish, Kolei Kolaritz Yisrael isn't all of Eretz Yisrael, Bedukihi. All of Eretz Yisrael is established as a place that there's no Tumah. And if all of Eretz Yisrael is established as a place where there is no Tumah, why would we have to be concerned? Alam Rabbi Yochanan. And because of this question, says Rabbi Yochanan, the Chutz Megita that's mentioned in our Mishnah is Kigan Sheshach Tlefnim Mechaim Sheshlayim. The pasuk says that the parah aduma for haitziyah yisrael mechutz l'machna b'shachat should be taken outside of the machna. That we should shech the parah aduma outside of the shalosh machna, outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah is teaching us that if somebody didn't do so and he shechted it within the walls of Yerushalayim, that the carbon will be kosher. So, of course, the Likutei Halachos says, why would we think that for shechting the Karbon Parah Aduma outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, it be chayiv for Shchutei Chutz? That's not Chutz Megitoi. So, he says that we would think that this, just like when you shech Kotshim outside of the Azor Yechayiv Karis, because you didn't shech them where the Torah tells us to shech them. If you shechted in the Parah Aduma in a spot that's not outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, it should be considered Shchutei Chutz. Teaches us the Mishnah that the halacha is that if you shechted it there, the halacha is kosher. Because otherwise we might have thought that the Torah's Dafka specifically wants it should be outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that is not the case. Ask the Gemara, V'lokma, why don't we explain, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan explain that the Mishnah is referring to a situation, Kigon Sheshachta Chutz L'Chayma, that you did sell Shechted outside Yerushalayim, but Shloi Kenegah Pesach. The Torah says a Pesach HaOlamayit, that the carbon should be shechted facing the entrance, and you didn't shecht it. What the Gemara is teaching us is that he didn't shecht it facing the entrance, and that's why the halach will be that is. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Damer of Advar Hava shecht the shloika negra Pesach. If you shechted the carbon, if you shechted the parah aduma, not facing the wall of Yerushalayim, the wall of the base of Mikdash, Psula. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'shachat oisa the fun of. And we learn from that, that, and then the pasuk says afterwards, v'lokach halazah koy medama be'etzva v'hiza noicha p'nei al-moyid, ma'azo also, just like the slaughter of the Kohar Aduma has to be faced in Keneged HaPesach, av shchitaso Keneged HaPesach, so too when you shecht it has to be facing. So why, asked the Gemara, is that not the way to understand the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, v'chitem, and if you'll argue, d'loy makish, the Rav Yochanan does not agree with this hekish that Rav Adabar Hava just taught us, and he doesn't collect, he does not connect the halacha of the shechita to the halacha of the azazah. But ask the Gemara, v'itmar, didn't we learn in yeshiva, sarfish loikonegin a Pesach, if the paradum was burnt, not facing the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that we can't use the ash of that paraduma to accomplish the paraduma avoida. Rabbi Shemer Kshera. And Rabbi Yochanan says it is going to be kosher, and we can use the paraduma to mimatar somebody's tumma. And the Gemara explains the basis of this machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says he's pasul because the pasuk says v'sarvas parav enov, and before that it says v'hiza anoch pnei el moed, and Rabbi Yochanan connects the sreifa to the hazor, and just like the hazor has to be facing the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, and if it's not facing the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, it's disqualified. So too the sreifa has to be done facing the Hazara, facing the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, Rabbi Yishiyah's opinion is that it's Kshera, because the Pasuk, when it speaks about the burning of, when it speaks about the burning of the Parah Aduma, it says, Apirsha Yisraif, Makam Sheparashis Lamisa, and the place where it dies after Mefarches, after it finishes jumping around after the Misa, Shamtes Rasai, and the Torah did not give a specific place where it should expire. So similarly, there's no specific place where it has to be burnt. But back to our question. Here it says that Rabbi Yochanan clearly connects the Azor to the Sreifa. And just like Rabbi Yochanan says that the Sreifa has to take place where the Sra takes place, so too he will ostensibly hold that the Shechita has to take place at the same place as the Azor. And if that's the case, why doesn't he just say that the Shechita was not done Keneged HaPesach, and the halacha is that if it wasn't done Keneged HaPesach, it won't be valid. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, that you're not chayiv the lav. So the Brisker Rav makes a point. He says the pasuk said does not say explicitly. The pasuk only says that he's a anocha pnei oil moed. The pasuk does not say anything about Pesach haheichel. So why are we focusing on the Pesach haheichel? So he says that there are two halachas. There's a halacha, not that the hazor has to be Pesach HaHeichel. There's a halacha that while a person is, while the Kohen is doing the avodah of the Parah Aduma, he has to be able to see into the Beis HaMikdash. And the only way one could see into the Beis HaMikdash is if he does the Pesach HaHeichel. So that means, in other words, he learns there are two halachas. One halacha is that it has to be facing the Beis HaMikdash. And the other halach is that while you're doing the avodah, you have to be able to look into the Beis HaMikdash. And if it's not Pesach HaHeichel, then you won't be seeing into the Beis HaMikdash. But back to our question. If Rabbi Yochanan has learned a hekish between the Hazor and the Sreifa, so he seemingly probably also learned a hekish between the Azor and the Shechita. And the Shechita has to be done, Pesach HaHeichel. So the Gemara's question is, why aren't we learning that to teach us about where the proper place, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is for the Shechita? Answers the Gemara, Lo mibayi kama. Let's understand the Mishnah. The halacha is that if somebody shechted it inside the Yerushalayim, the way to understand it is lomi boya. The Tara doesn't have to say chutz l'chayma, that if you shechted it outside of the wall, the rechuke rechaka, so you made it distant from the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah is saying, al filu l'fnim min ha-chayma, the kruva karva, where you made it within the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. So as we're learning, the Torah wants that during the work done with the Parah Adumah, we should be connected to the Beis HaMikdash. So if we're closer, we would think that certainly it should be preferable. At Kamash Milan, that's where the Tanna has come to teach us that the Shechita is Psula, because it's outside, it's supposed to be outside of the Shalach Machnas. But the fact that there is a Hekesh that makes the Hazor and the Shechita the same way will not be a reason, says the Gemara, that it should not be a Kosher Shechita inside the walls. Because maybe what the Torah specifically wants is that it should be closer to the Kedusha. And therefore, that would not be a good enough reason, the fact that the Torah was makish the Hazor and the Sreifa. Only because the Torah says, Mechutz l'machna, that's why the Torah says that it has to be, the Torah wants it specifically be done outside Yerushalayim. Otherwise, we would not necessarily know that that is the halacha. Says the Gemara, Amamar, we just learned that Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, how could you say that it means in the Mishnah that when you shechted the paraduma not in the right place, it means you shechted it not in a place that was examined if it is tama or not? Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, how could you make such a statement? Isn't all of Eretz Yisrael, v'loy kol Eretz Yisrael bedukihi, all of Eretz Yisrael is tahor? So how could you suggest that there's a place that's not? Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, v'mayka mefki, says the Gemara, what is the basis of the machloikis of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Gemara, mass of a yard mabel Eretz Yisrael, there was a mabel in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore at the time that there was a mabel in Eretz Yisrael, there was people who passed away, and everywhere you walk in Eretz Yisrael, you need to be concerned that there's tumah under that spot. So sort of Mefarshim asked the question, the people that died during the mabel were not members of Klal Yisrael. And yes, a mace is metama. Yes, there's a mace that's metama ba'il, but why are they metama ba'il? So some suggest that there was a special ribui that even they are metama. Others explain that in the name of the Briskerov, who said in the name of the Gra, he says that if it's a tumah ritzutza, that if there's a mace buried under the ground that you're walking, and there is no space of a tefach, between empty space of a tefach, between that nifter and the ground, that's not just tumas oil. That's in the category of tumah ritzutza. And the Briskerov, quoting the Gra, says that tumah ritzutza applies even for niftar, for all mesim, whether they're Bnei Yisrael, whether before Kabbalah Satara or not. Or Masover, and Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, lo yored, there was no mabel in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan can hold, is Beduka. So Tosfos asks, the Pasuk says, by the mabel, v'yichasu kol ha-harim ha-gvoyim, asher tachas kol ha-shamayim. So doesn't that mean that all the mountains of the world were covered, even the mountains in Eretz Yisrael? So if that's the case, how could there be suggest that there was no mabel? So Tosfos says that the pasuk doesn't mean that every spot in the world was covered by the mabel. There were spots in Eretz Yisrael that weren't covered. Moreover, he says that, and we're going to see this in the Gemara, that the people who perished during the mabel in Eretz Yisrael because of the extreme heat that there was, were buried by the surviving people, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that every spot in Eretz Yisrael has a has niftarim under it. Another teretz that Taisa suggests is that tachas kol shemayim means that every space, every spot in the world where there was a mavo was covered by the water. But spots where there were no water obviously weren't covered by the water. Says the Gemara Ma'asavar, Rav Yochanan's opinion is, Loyar, there was no mabel in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, this machloikus that we have now, Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, was there a mabel in Eretz Yisrael? Was there not a mabel in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara Shnei Mikra Echadarshu. They both learned the same pasuk. The pasuk says, when Yecheskel is speaking about how Klai Yisrael and Yerushalayim were not acting appropriately, says the pasuk, Ben Adam, Amar Loi, At Eretz Loi Metahara, Loi Neshama B'yayim Zam. So, V'yachna Sama, Atmu Metama Kra. The way to understand the pasuk is the Novi is like wandering, and he says, Eretz Yisrael, Loi Metarasat, aren't you a place of Tahara? Klum Yardo Alech Gisham B'yayim Zam. When the Mabel came, there was no Mabel in Eretz Yisrael, because you are always a paradigm of Tahara. And how, he says to the people, says Yecheskel to the people, how did you switch? Rishlok Sover, Kepashtei, the Pasuk to be understood, simple. It's Eretz Lemitaris Ata. You're a country, you're a place that's not Tar. Just like in the time of the Mabel reigned on you because you didn't act properly. So too now. So from here we see the Machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish, if Eretz Yisrael was affected by the Mabel or not. We know that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that a Kohen should not get exposed to Tumah, and a Kohen should not go to Eretz Amim. So Posh Pshat, the reason the Chazal, the reason the Aloch is that Kohanim should not go to Chutz Laretz is because Chazal were going to Tumah Laretz Amim. But the Dozna now add another dimension. Our Gemara is just teaching us that in Eretz Yisrael, there was no Mabel. Since there was no Mabel in Eretz Yisrael always remains Tahor. But Chutz Laretz, where there was a Mabel, and as we're learning in our Gemara, there's a concern that everywhere there was a Mabel, the people that are buried, that's why we have to be concerned, and that's why a Kohen should not go out from Eretz Yisrael. And if there is a question amongst the Paiskim, a machloikus a Paiskim, that does the halacha of Tumas Amim apply b'zman hazeh? It seems that the opinion of the Chasam Sofer is that it doesn't apply. The opinion of the Shulchan Yaakov is that it does apply. And that's why it would be a question, for example, if a Kohen has to go out to Chutz Laretz for a panosa or for a mitzvah, may go out. If we say Tumas Eretz Amin still applies, then he shouldn't. If it doesn't apply, then he may. Ask the Gemara, Eisvei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah speaks about how they prepared the water to make the Parah Adumah. And says the Mishnah, Masech the Parah, Paragimel Mishnah Beis, Chatzeres HaYerushalayim, there were courtyards in Yerushalayim, Benuyas al Asela, they were built on stone, V'tachteim Cholol, and between the stone and earth, there was an empty space of a Tefach. So like that, as we said before, there's no Tumah Ketzutza, V'nei Kevetahim, to make sure that there is no Tumah if you're traveling over that spot. U'mavim Noshim Obrois, and we brought women who are pregnant, of Yaldus Megad L'Sham, that's where they lived and that's where they had the baby and raised the baby. L'Parah, and those were the people that did the Avodah of the Parah Adumah. So, of course, the question is that when the woman, their mother, has a baby, she gets tamei with tumas leida. So how can we say that they were protected from ever being tamei? To which Tosfos says the tumah that they're being protected from is from tumas meis. The other tumas is not something they're trying to protect them. The other question is that what about was if the mother was ever tamei? So what they did was they made the Miri says the mother tahor before she started this process. And then they brought up their children b'tahara, b'mavim shvarim, and then they would bring these big axen, v'algabeim dalsus, and they had these big boards, doors, on back of these axes, v'tanayim kosh yoshmaleim, and they're not, and they're considered an oil, and if for, when this child is ever traveling, this board is a hefsid, is an interruption between him and the earth. So therefore, even if they're going to be walking over a place where there's a traveling, over a place that there's a kever, when they're going to get the water to do the water of the paraduma, the tumah will be blocked by those boards. The kaisishal oven, again, they made cups made out of stone, which are not makabal tumah biyadon, or malav yashim b'kaimam, and that's how they did the avoida the paraduma, and this was all to protect them from becoming tamei. But if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, says Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, that there's no tumah in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael bedukihi. So why do we have to go through this entire process? So the Mefarshim ask, there's a sugya that comes up often in Shas. The sugya of oil zoruk shmei oil. If an oil that's moving, that is a considered oil or not? And there are opinions that say oil zoruk lo shmei oil. A moving oil is not considered oil. So now this axe with the board on top of it is an oil zoruk. And according to the man d'amad, the oil zoruk lo shmei oil. What have we accomplished? So Tosfos answers that there's an opinion of Yehuda and Masechta Saita that says that they weren't on top of the boards itself. The boards itself are oil zoruk, and oil zoruk is not considered a proper oil. Rather, they were on top of the animals. But he says that the animals themselves, even, since they are living animals, they are certainly going to be considered a chatzitza, an interruption between the tumah. So again, ask Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, why was this necessary if you hold that there's no tumah in Eretz Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Mala Asu b'Paro. As we know, there was a very fundamental machlokes between the tzedokim and us about who could do the avoida of the paraduma. And our opinion was that a kohen who's a tful yoim, who just went to the mikveh, he could do the avoid of the paraduma. The tzedokim held that it has to be a person who's completely tar. A tful yoim is not going to be acceptable. So because we wanted to show that our opinion is correct and we don't agree with the tzedokim, they specifically used for the avoid of the paraduma people who are tful yoim. Now, a person who's a tful yoim has some vestige of tumah. And because such an individual has some vestige of tumah, it could cause that people will be lax regarding the halacha paraduma. And they'll think that the paraduma could be done with somebody who's tumah. And of course, that's not true. The kohen who does the avodah the paraduma is not going to be tumah. He just could be a tful yoim. And so in order to show that we're not chas v'shalom being lax in the halacha of tumah when we speak about the paraduma, and of course only somebody who is only, his only issue is that he's a tful yoim, is an individual who we use for the paraduma. Otherwise, we would not use somebody who's tumah. That's why in every other aspect, when it came to tumah and tahara, they were very machmer. And that's why, even though Rabbi Yochanan says, indeed, Eretz Yisrael bedukihi, and we don't really need to be concerned that there's Tumah in Eretz Yisrael, but when it came to Parah Aduma, they were specifically careful to go above and beyond the letter of the law. But now, says the Gemara, Eisei Rabbi Yochanan l'Rish Lakish. It says that the Braisa says, Pamachs Motzu Atzomis Belishkas Dira Eitzim. There was a place where they stored the wood that they used in the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, and they had individuals who were there and would examine the wood that there weren't Chas V'Shalom any worms in them. And they discovered that there were bones of a nifter in that spot. Mitchell looks at Tomei Yerushalayim, and they wanted to declare that all of Yerushalayim should be considered Tomei until they could be certain that it wasn't Tomei. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Raglav Amar. Rabbi Yeshua saw that that was about to happen. He got up and it says, "Labrisho chlip ilanu, is this not terribly embarrassing? Shenigza Tomei Lira Veseinu, that we should say that Yerushalayim is Tomei. I am Mesa Midbar, Mesa Mabel. Where all the people that died by the Mabel? I am Mesa Nebuchadnezzar. Where people in Nebuchadnezzar killed them? That we can't make Tumah in Eretz Yisrael. So just because you found bones doesn't mean that we have a right to treat all Yerushalayim as Tumah." Says the Gemara, Midakam Ahachi, the fact that the announcement, the declaration was made this way, Lavla memory, doesn't that mean to say that there weren't any misim in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we have nothing to be concerned about? Says the Gemara. So isn't this clearly indication, says Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, that there were no mabel in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara l'tameich. Says Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, l'harugei netzer hachinami d'loy hava. Can you suggest there were no people that were killed during the times of Enuch Netzer and Eretz Yisrael? Ella, what do we have to say? Havu penenu, that there were people unfortunately killed during that time, but they were cleared away. Hachanami, my opinion is that there were Masa Mabel. Havu penina. The Afnu, says the Gemara, Haefni, says the Gemara. So, ask the Gemara, you Reish Lakish now are agreeing that even though if there was a Mabel in Eretz Yisrael, they were cleared away. So if that's the case, why don't you say the same as, why are we concerned about people, why are you being concerned about the spat that we brought the Parah Adumah should have a mace there? Answers Reish Lakish, yes, I said they were cleared away. Nah, the Ifni, I agree they were cleared away, but I only agree they were cleared away from Yerushalayim. The Kol Eretz Yisrael, I never suggested they were completely ifni, they were cleared away. Ikdamri, that some say this as a question, they learned this Gemara the other way around, that this is to be used as a question, they were shlokish had to Rabbi Yochanan. Eser shlokish to Rabbi Yochanan when they wanted to make Tumah Yerushalayim, because the bones that were found in the Dir Eitzim, so Yeshua got up and said, I am Eser Midba, I am Eser Nechavuchnetzah. My love, when he said there were Mesi Mabel, Midahani Hava, when he's comparing the Mesi Mabel to the Mesi Nebuchadnezzar, didn't he mean to say, Midahani Hava, just like with the Mesi Nebuchadnezzar, Hani Nama Hava, there must have been also a Mesi Mabel. So isn't that, Rabbi Yochanan, a proof that there were Mesi Mabel in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, back to a Shlokshmid area. Your proof is not a compelling proof. I could say, Hakadisa. Nebuchadnezzar, there were Mesim Nebuchadnezzar, but there were no Mesim Mabel. Esvei asked the Gemara, as Rabbi Shlokish to Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk says, by the Mabel, Kol Asher Nishmas Ruachayim Ba'apov, Mekol Asher Bechorova Mesa. Everybody died. So says, Vishlam Ladi, according to my opinion, that mina yard mabel Eretz Yisrael, that the mabel came down in Eretz Yisrael as well. Mishum hachomesu, that's why everybody in the world perish. El the doc, according to your opinion, that there was no mabel in Eretz Yisrael, amai mesu, why did the people in Eretz Yisrael perish? There was no mabel there. Answers Rabbi Yochanan to Shlokish, mishum havla, because of the terrible heat that came down to the world, that caused the people in Eretz Yisrael to perish. Rav Chisda, Dam Rav Chisda, Beroyskan Kilkalu, the avera that they did was with the heat, with zera, or b'raischen nedainim. B'raischen kilkul b'shichva zera, that they did, they acted immorally, and that's why b'raischen nedainim. The ksiv hachu, the pasuk says at the end of the mabul, v'yishoku amayim, v'ksiv hasam, and it says in the Megillah, v'chamas hamelech shachacha. So we see from here that there was intense heat. So as I mentioned earlier, what happened was there was intense heat, and many people died in Eretz Yisrael. But since they didn't die by drowning, they were buried, and therefore, since they were buried, there is no concern about niftarim under every spot in Eretz Yisrael. Ikadamri, but again, some say this as a different version. The way to understand this dialogue is Eisvei Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan is asking Akasha to Rish Lakish. The pasuk says Mikol Shanashimas Ruchaim Ba'apa Mikol Shekarava Mesa Bishlam L'Dedid Amina. Says Rav Yochanan, according to my opinion, that I hold Layor and Mabel Eretz Yisrael, there was no Mabel Eretz Yisrael. Shemach Ava Charava. That's why there were places that were dry. El Lidach, according to you, that the Mabel came in the entire world, my Charava, what does it mean, places that were dry? So says Rish Lakish, Charava Shas Mikara. Charava refers back to what was there originally. Says the Gemara, my Karle Charava, if the entire world was full of water, how do we call certain places Charava? Answers the Gemara, Rav Chizda, Damar Rav Chizda, during the time of the Mabel, the Mabel did not affect fish. So Shinemar, because Shabakharova Mesa, only what was on dry land had killed Veloy Dagim Shbiyam. And the reason that there was no Mabel on the Dagim Shbiyam, I saw both the Chizkuni and the Mizrahi of the opinion, because they didn't do the Averis that the world was doing, as we said a moment ago. And the Pasuk says that, because the Pasuk says, Ki hishchus kabasa starkoi ala oritz. Only the people that were ala oritz, on dry land, did the averis, not anybody else. And I also saw that the Ramban suggests that all of the Dagim and the Yam all swam to the Echinus, and the Echinus was a place, the Atlantic Ocean is a place where there was no Mabel. And I saw another pshat, that the reason that survived was because that the upper layer of the Yam did get affected by the Mabel. But what happened was, all of the Dagim swam lower in the sea, and that's why they swam under the sea, which wasn't that hot. And this is the makar, this is the source for the minig that many have, that they specifically eat fish on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the Yom of Kedusha, and the Dagim Shabiyam showed what Kedusha represents by not being affected by the Mabel, but I just said, because they acted appropriately. And that's why on Shabbos there's a minig to eat fish. I also saw that the Dos suggests that fish, many people consider fish a significant food. And the reason they consider that is because it goes back to that time, and that's why the fish is not only served at the Shabbos Suda, but the fish is the first food that's served at those meals, because of the specialty that the fish were able acted appropriately and did not suffer by the Mabel. So I saw that the Paradis Yosef asks a question. He said, if that's the case, the Pasuk says that why were we allowed to eat meat after the Mabel? Because since the animals acted inappropriately, that's when we were allowed to start eating meat. But according to this, we should not be allowed to eat fish. The fish didn't act inappropriately. Why are we allowed to eat fish? So the Paradis Yosef refers back to the Ramban that we quoted. The Ramban says that the only reason the fish was saved is because they ran to the Echinus. So he says that the fish ran to Echinus means that they ran to a place where they were safe, but not that they were actually necessarily doing the right thing. And that's why they're not really perfectly pure and we're allowed to eat them. On the other hand, I saw from the Sefer Tferes Yecheskel that there are those that not only eat fish on Shabbos because of the reasons that we just gave, but they were careful to eat the eye of the fish. And the question is, why specifically the eye of the fish is what's, why specifically is the eye of the fish what's eaten? But according to what we're saying now, it's very well understood. Because the Chaskuni and the Mizrahi said that the reason that the Dagim Shebiyam did not suffer is because they didn't do the Averis that everybody else did. The Averis that everybody else did were all Averis that came through what they saw, that they looked where they weren't supposed to look, and they and then acted inappropriately. The fish were learning, did not act that way. Since the fish did not act that way, they were careful in what they looked at. So they showed that their eyes are acting the way the eyes of a person, the eyes of anyone is supposed to act. And that's why they were saved. That's why when we eat the fish, not only do we eat the fish, but there's a specific issue to eat the fish, to eat the eye of the fish. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamand Omer, according to the opinion, says the Gemara, the Lo Yard Mabel Eretz Yisrael, that there was no Mabel Eretz Yisrael, Haine de Ka Reima Hasam. We know that one of the animals that existed at that time was a Reim, which is huge. And the Reim, as we're going to learn, did not fit into the Teva. If the Reim did not fit into the Teva, that's why we could know how the Reim survived, because the Reim was in Eretz Yisrael. El Amand Omer, Yored, according to the Amand Omer, that the Reim came even in Eretz Yisrael, Reim Ahechikom, how did the Reim survive? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yanai, Goyrus Hechnisu B'Teva. They took young Reims into the Teva, and these young Reims that were taken into the Teva, they were not that big, and they could fit into the Teva. Ask the Gemara, how could you say so? Vama Rabba B'Bechana, Odi Chazeli Urdula Durima Bas Yoyma, I saw a Reim on the day it was born, V'Hava Kartova, it was so large like Kartova, V'Hartova Kamahava, it says the Gemara, what is the size of Hartova? Abram Pasi, Moshe de Tzaveri, the neck was 40 parsa big. Tlosi parsa, Maresa de Reisha, the place where the Reim puts down its head is the space of 3 parsa. Parsa upalga is Moshe de Tzaveri, I'm sorry. Hartova Kamava Bar Parsa, so it's 40 parsa tall. Moshe de Tzaveri, how big is its neck? Tlosa parse. Marbasa de Resha, the neck, the head, parso palga. Rama kava, the sochi yard, it once expelled waste from its body, and it caused the entire Yarden River to become closed. Water couldn't push. So how can we say that small rain fit into the Teva? Says the Gemara, on Rabbi Yochanan, so in answer to this question, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rosh Shechnisu Teva. They only put the head into the Teva. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? From a Mar Rabasa de Resha, Parasa Palgala. We just said that the head takes up a parasa and a half. Says the Gemara, Rosh Chotma Hechnisu L'Teva. Says the Gemara, they didn't put the entire head into the Teva, they only put its nostrils, that it should be able to breathe. Says the Gemara, from a Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan Yard Mabel Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the rain was in Eretz Yisrael, and we didn't have to put into the Teva. So why is Rabbi Yochanan giving us explanations how the Re'im survived the Mabel? Answers the Gemara, L'divrei Reish Lakish Kama. Rabbi Yochanan is explaining Reish Lakish's opinion. It wasn't his own opinion. His own opinion is that they just were in Eretz Yisrael where there was no Mabel. Ask the Gemara, V'kasagi Teva. As the Teva is traveling, it shakes back and forth. And if all you have in the Teva are the nostrils of the rain, how would they be able to stay stationary there? Answers the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish Karn of Kashu B'Teva. They tie the horns of the rain to the Teva, and that's how the nostrils do not come out. Ask the Gemara, because the Anshe Dara Mabel, B'Royschen Kilkalu B'Royschen Nidainu, that the people of the Dara Mabel, as we said before, they are various through Zera, and that's how they were punished with boiling hot water. And how did the rain, which the entire body was outside of the Mabel, not get affected by that boiling hot water? Says the Marlot Taimeich. Hateva Hechasagya. How did the Teva travel? The Teva was coated with tar, but that boiling hot water should have melted the tar. Void, furthermore, asked the Gemara, Oig Melech HaBashan Hechikoi. The Oig Melech HaBashan, who again, the Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Samach Aleph on the base says, cannot fit into the Teva. How did he survive? Ella, what must we say? Nes nas lehem shnitzdanem b'tzidei teva. There was a nes that the water that was around the Teva never got cold. And since that water never got boiling hot, that's why it was they were able to survive just being next to the Teva. So I saw Rabbi Yisrael Yankov Fisher's Atzal in his Sefer Evan Yisrael. If that's the case, that Oig Melech HaBashan, as we're learning now, was at the side of the Teva. So his question is, why, as we learn in the Chumash, did Noach have to go through the entire procedure? Did Noach have to go through the entire procedure of sending the birds to see if the Mabel is over? What he could have done is just quite simple. He could have asked Oig Melech HaBashan what's going on. So one can answer that as soon as the Mabel stopped, right away, Oig Melech HaBashan ran away. In other words, he didn't want to be confined to be standing next to the table. And he ran away. And therefore, since he ran away, there was no way of knowing what really was going on. Says the Gemara, or Reish Lakish nan nami the yard Mabel Eretz Yisrael. According to Reish Lakish, there was indeed a Mabel in Eretz Yisrael. Vale posh, there was nothing left over. Why is Bavel called Metzula? All of the people that died during the Mabel flow down to Bavel. Rav Yochanan and Lama Nikrishma Shinner. Bavel is called Shinner. So if that's the case, there was nobody, even if there was a Mabel there, there was nobody left there. And if there was nobody left there, why need we be concerned when we talk about Tumah? And it says, there were some parts of the bodies that must have been left in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Reish Lakish says we have a concern. Why is that called Shinner? Shemanaris Ishirah. The people there who are wealthy lose their money because they don't give tzedakah. Says the Gemara, for Kachzina de Hava. We do see that there are wealthy people in Shinner. And says the Gemara, there may be wealthy people there, but it doesn't last for three generations. If anyone eats from the dust that we find in Bavel, he should be considered as if he's eating from the dust of his forefathers, because as we just learned, they all ended up there. If somebody eats from the dust above, it's because all the shkatzim and ravashim that perished during the Mabel ended up there. We learned in the Mishnah that if the sar Hamishtaleach, the Saul Azazel of Yom Kippur, was brought Chutz Lazara. The halacha is that you potter. Because as we've learned so many times, the pasuk that speaks about Shchutei Chutz, Halah B'chutz, says, the pasuk I'll marry Le'eviyu. The chiyuv is only for something that's supposed to be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed. But the Saul Azazel is not brought to the Pesach Ol Moed. And since it's not something that it's brought to the Pesach Ol Moed, there is no issue of Halos Chutz. For many, as the Gemara, the Braisa discusses a question, if somebody shechts Chulin and Bazara, will he be Chayiv Karis? Says the Braisa, I carbon. The pasuk says, "V'pasach el moed loyvil akriv carbon laHashem." The pasuk says, "I carbon shemayan niafil kachy bedekabayis." I would assume that even kachy bedekabayis that were slaughtered outside the zara shenikru carbon, that they we find the pasuk calls them carbon, as the pasuk says. The nikravas carbon Hashem ish ashematzu klizov at sod vitzamid tamis ogva kumas. These are all considered like a carbon. Tamalimer for pesach oil maid leaviu. Where does this halacha apply? Mishiroi love by oil maid a carbon that belongs in the oil maid. Yotze kachabedik sabayis kachabedik sabayis and a ruin that don't belong in the zara. There is no iser. For them, did Oitzi as Elu? So I'll exclude the halacha by Kachi by the Kabayis. Shen Ruin, as we just said, don't belong in the Almaid. The Loy Oitzi Sir Mishtaleach Shiroi Lover Pesachamaid. They won't exclude the Sar Lazazel because the Sar Lazazel was brought to Razara. Because when we start bringing the two Seirim on Yom Kippur, what they did was they brought two Seirim into the Azara, and then they do a Goyrel, which is Lashem, and which is Lazazel. So since this Saul Lazazel is brought into the Azara, maybe the Lach of Shkut Echutz will apply to it. Tamalayma, Lach of Kavan Lashem, Lohitzi Saul Mishaleich Shein Miyuchel Lashem, it's not Miyuchel Lashem. So we see that we learn the Lach of Saul Lazazel from the Pasuk Kavan Lashem, and not from the Pasuk that we said earlier, Pesach Amoid Loyaviyu, answers the Maraloy Kasha. Kan Kaid Magrola, the Braisa that says that you shechted one of the Seirim B'chutz, that you're not Chayiv, is learned from the Pasuk of Pesach Amoid Loyaviyu. Because this is, we can't use the Pasuk of Pesach Amoid Loyaviyu because it's going to be brought there. It's learned from Karmel Hashem. Achla Agrola, but after the girl is done, and this is identified as the animal that's going to be Saul Azazel. So it's not going to be a carbon. We learn it from the Pasuk of Pesach Almayit Leviu. Ask the Gemara, but Acha Grola, even after a Goyrel, it still has to be in the Azazel. It still has to be in the Azara for the Vidui. And it says, the Gemara, you're right. We have to amend it. Elom Rav Mani, Loikasha, Kan Koyna Vidui, if it's before the time of Vidui. So since it's before the time of Vidui, it's supposed to be brought a Pasach Ha'il Moed, so the reason it's excluded is from the Pasach Karmel Hashem. Lach Vidui, it has no point in being anymore in the Ha'il Moed, since at that point it has no reason to be in the Azara, so we learn it from the Pasach of a Pasach Ha'il Moed, Lo Yivyot.